views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. And today I'm on the road. I'm out west in Las Vegas at the Venetian. And Brian, let me tell you, the 3 hours, it's catching up with me just a little bit here.
Is it really?
Just a little, because I was rocking it out last night at the Rock of Ages show.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, my gosh. Was it so fun? Taking me back to my days, I mean the classic rock. And they did a great job. Let me tell you, those guys were very talented singers.
Oh, that was
and
good.
They were great.
That was good. I mean, what did they sing, by the way?
They sang everything. A Journey.
Oh, cool.
Howie, my hubby Howie's here today too. Howard, if you'd like to say hi to the audience. What else were they singing? They were singing everything. Everything. They sang all the classics. It's like a musical, like Broadway kind of thing. So they're telling a story along with it, but it was absolutely incredible. The shows are great. We don't do any of the other stuff here. We go to shows. I know they'd rather us go to the casinos, but it's not my thing. Not against it. I just never wanted to do it. But I love the performing arts. I have a high respect for them. So kudos out there to you guys. I wanted to give you a shout out. You did a great job. And we've met some wonderful people here. And in fact, one of the waitresses we had in the restaurant, she had been seeing spirit animals. She had been seeing whales. She had this thing with whales and wanted to go see whales. And it was so synchronistic to what we're talking about on the show today. We're talking about how do the spirit animals or the spirit guides communicate with us? And I just found that so incredible because I knew I was like, well, you know, that's just synchronistic timing. So I thought that was so cool. We've already received some mail on that. We've already received mail about the show. So I do want you to know that we're going to address some of that. So quickly, and every week, guys, if there's something that you want to ask me or you have something about things that are coming on, and maybe you're a podcast listener because you might be working during the live show, feel free to go over to my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com, and you can email me over there. I love to hear from the listeners. This is talk radio, and we want it to be interactive. I want to know what's going on with you in your lives, because that's why we're here to do this show. We're here to help you. And so the interaction helps us help you. And quickly, I do want to address one of the questions quickly before we go into the topics today. One of the listeners had written in, and this is something that I do want to address because it's interesting, because she also had said something about a power animal she kept seeing, and they are chiming together. But I'm going to quickly address the question in a nutshell. It's a hard one because I'm a parent too. So I want everybody to know I'm a parent too. But this is about when your children are stressing you out, you're worried about them, they're getting in trouble. Whatever the age, the situation seems to change. Bottom line is we are guiding them obviously we're their guardians, but once they're an adult, and I have no idea the age of this child that the question was about, but when they start to get into trouble, there comes a point in time where we can't fix it for them. We have to allow them to play out their journey. Of course, we're there to help, but it's hard when it's our children, because we want to do everything in the world to make their life so great, but sometimes we're actually getting in the way if we don't allow them to learn lessons. And I'm not saying turn your back on them. I'm saying sometimes you just have to love them, I guess, in a tough way and just say, you know, this is the consequence of something you chose. Some parents, you know, they want to fix it. You can do that when we're learning and they're young, and you can help them out. But then, you know, after a while, if it's repeating, how is that really helping them? And that's what I want to ask you to think about. Is it really helping them if they're not really feeling it, and you're the only one feeling the consequence? You're kind of taking that possibility out of them learning and growing, because we all have to ride our own journey at some point in this life. So hopefully they're picking that lesson up, and sometimes it takes a little longer. And there's been lessons that I've had to learn as an adult that my parents tried to tell me. So I give that advice in love, and I've seen it over and over, and I've experienced it with my own self, as a parent. So I understand the pull and the tug that has on your heart. And I'm sending a lot of love out to parents that feel like that or are going through something like that, because that you love them. Now, let's move on. We are all talking about the spirit animals. Spirit animals, a lot of times, are your spirit guides that will come in that animal form. I mean, spirit can take on different forms, depending on what is a natural way for you to connect to spirit, to communicate, is how they'll come in. For me, the environment and the spirit guide animals, I love it when they come in that way. My guides will come in that way a lot. And that animal can change, or whatever it is that you're drawn to, you may find. And I want to give a little bit of general to that before we take callers or answer some questions about some of the different ways they do this. They will take, you may have always been drawn to an animal your whole life. One of them is just, oh, I just love them. I love them. You want to pay attention to that. These are some of the signs or clues of how you can figure out or connect with your spirit guide that's in an animal form. Now, you'll be drawn to that. For example, you may have always loved horses your whole life. Okay. You may have more than one, and it may change as you're going through different things along your journey through life. When there's a question that I need answered, or I need guidance in something, all of a sudden there's something constantly in my life that I'm seeing or not seeing. And you pay attention to that. You're looking, hey, wait a minute, I'm constantly seeing the cardinal. And by the way, it says animals, so it'll say spirit animal or power animal, but it can be an insect, it can be a bird, it can be a fish, it can be something from the sea, it can be an animal. So, you know, I wanted to, I don't know why it's called animals when it's all of them, but it can run the gamut. I mean, it can go all the way down to an ant, believe it or not. It really can. And when you actually pay attention to what we sometimes see as a pest, and you go and you learn the meaning of, okay, why is this an issue? Why do I need to pay attention to these ants that are in my house or something, whatever it might be? What, right now we have wasps and spring is a wasp time. So we've been experiencing that. But what I noticed the other day at my own home was they're not around everybody's house, and energy is energy. They will be drawn to whoever needs to experience them in their life. So it's an interesting thing when you start really looking beyond, okay, now we have this issue with this or that. Why does this keep happening? You want to look at it in a different perspective. You want to look at, well, what is it that it's trying to tell me? When I started doing that, if it was considered, you know, a problem, because I didn't want to hurt anything, but I just didn't want them to hurt me either. Okay, what do you need? Just what is it that you're trying to tell me? Now it goes away. It doesn't need to be there in your life anymore. You've learned what you needed to learn from it and moves on. Now they'll come and go like that, as well as there'll be a power animal guide that may stay with you through your life. It may be something that you always need close by, and it can shift. You may dream of an animal that's different. So think about those things while we're going into this topic. And when we come back, looks like we have a caller, and we'll start bringing some callers on the line. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back after the break.
Any way you want it, it's the way you need it, any way you want it. She loves to laugh. She loves to sing. She does everything.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Spigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
We are back. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, I'm live from Las Vegas today from the Venetian, and it's a beautiful place. I'm up here on the 25th floor looking right across at Caesar's Palace. This is the entertainment capital of the world. So we have been taking a couple of days break here. And so But I wasn't going to not do my show. I could have done an encore, but I was like, no, I want to bring you with me. So that's why you're with me today. So we're doing it right here this way. Now, we have a caller, and we're talking about the spirit animals and how they communicate today. So let's bring the caller on, Brian. We have Jill from Illinois on the line. Hello, Jill.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show, Jill.
Thank you.
Well, you don't want to know that it's sunny and 90 degrees here, do you?
Actually, it's beautiful today. A little cool.
Yay,
I'm in the Chicago area, but it's trying.
Now, what is your question? What can we do for you today?
Okay, I'm feeling panicky and worried and afraid and you know, I'm all alone with the child, and anything animal that would work for me or anything you pick up?
You need to feel safe.
Yeah, I know.
You need to feel safe and confident, right? Yeah, okay. There's a couple of them that can help you, especially, believe it or not, the cat. Now, not that you want to have a cat or, you know, things like that, but the animal spirit guide cat. And the reason I say cat is because, well, think about the behavior of a cat. They are independent. They're confident. And they really don't care what you think. They're going to do what they want anyway. But they do what's right for them. And they are very good at being alone and feeling very – they don't worry about it. So the cat was immediately the one that came up for me for you, almost right off the bat. And the anxiety is fear manifesting physically. I want you to know that. We're talking about the energy of what you're experiencing, okay? And anxiety, fear, worry, you know, that kind of thing it feels like it's just, I don't know how to do this all by myself, right?
Yes.
So that's why the cat came in very, very strong. Are you drawn to cats at all, or are you allergic? What's going on with you with cats?
Oh, yeah, I have cats. I keep an eye on the ferals and feed them and get them fixed and, you know,
Okay. So cats are around you. They seem to be drawn to you anyway, right?
Yes.
All right.
They're all around me.
And people that have, you know, they sometimes, you know, get labeled the cat lady and all that. But let me tell you what, if you actually look at why do they always find my doorstep or why am I doing all this? You're drawn to that because spirit will balance what you need somehow, some way. It finds a way to bring it into your life. So you're helping them. They want to help you. So you're looking, and let me give you a little bit more specific on that, because you're looking for how can the cat help you more. So bear with me. There's so many of them. Let me pull that up because it's a lot of information. no, that's not what I wanted. I have lists and notes here, but it's a little bit different for me today because I don't have my big computer. We're doing all this from iPad stuff. Hang on one moment. But cat, there was another one that was coming up for you as well. But let's talk about the cat. That's the biggest one since they're in your life all the time. And one of the main things that cat does for you is it's time to strike out on your own and be independent and not be dependent on someone else picking up things that you feel like you can't do yourself. So working with cat energy is going to help you feel confident and trust your own instincts and intuition. Is that making sense to you?
Yeah, except for the part that the problem is I've always been on my own. When I was 5, 10, 15, I'm tired of doing it alone.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but this is and I appreciate that. Some of us have that in our lifetime. But if the cat is coming into your life that way, because this is your journey for this lifetime, and we are talking about the energy of what the soul is learning during the lifetime, this would have been a theme through the whole life, which is why it probably goes all the way back to childhood. Now, I know. It's like, well, okay. Now, it doesn't mean, okay, that's it. I'm going to be alone. It means that once you have understood what that lesson is and what that growth for the soul is, what I find is that that's when things shift up and change. That's when, okay, I've got that one. I can move on. And then it evolves and changes the energy around you. You start to draw in different things. So does that, but that is sounding like a theme for you for the lifetime. So that's one of the big ones for you, is to know you can do it. Not that you necessarily, I understand you don't necessarily want to, but that you can do it. I understand about having to be independent. I understand about having to feel alone. I mean, I grew up feeling that way just because I was so different. I was pretty much by myself most of the time.
But then, you know, my family, when you need them, then for sure they aren't there for you.
Yeah, and this is part of your journey for that. It's letting go of, this is a big one for you, and you may have to process this a little bit, but I'm going to really give it to you. This is about you just letting go of needing them to be there. That, you know, when you let go of what you feel like needs to be a certain way, then allow it to come in a different way. It may not be that they're the ones that are going to be the ones that help you. And if it's about them, then it keeps what does need to come in from coming in. So it's letting go of it, because that's not the way it's going to be for you on, the, you know, as far as them being there because of the environment.
Okay.
That you came into. Does that make sense? I understand that personally.
Yes.
I've just had to be okay about being different and going my own way. And it actually made things a lot better for everybody that way. And just letting it go. At first, it can be so painful because we want it to be like everybody else. We see families that are just so supportive of each other, and it's like, why can't my family be that way? And I feel that from you right now. I really feel that from you.
Yes.
And I know that that hurts. What I'm saying is there's other things out there. And we're, you know, there's a soul family out there, not just a blood family. So, you sometimes have to let go of that needing to be that certain way and let everybody go their own path. They're choosing a path they want to go in. You choosing a path you want to go in. You're feeling that they're different. Okay?
Yes, very.
Yes, very. So, honestly, the cat is the one coming in the strongest. And believe it or not, it's very domestic for you. The dog comes in for the loyalty, but it's going to come in from a different way. It's going to come in from an unconditional love that comes differently. So what I say to you is go do homework. Go do some research on the cat first, because that's the one that you need to understand how that energy can help you. And it's about your independence and not needing it. You know, it's about knowing that you don't need to feel that dependency on another. That was really hitting it right on the nail for you. The dog comes in later for you, where it's an energy of unconditional love, and it can come from other sources and replace tenfold what you feel like you were going to get in this one little area. So it's going to open up and expand your horizons to see that there's more to life than it just being this certain way. Yeah, that was a lot for you, I know. So you might want to go grab the podcast on this one. You okay over there?
Yes, thank you.
Jill, hang in there, because there's lots of good things coming. Focus with what the cat can teach you, and then it will start to shift into something else. The dog is going to be coming in after to bring in the unconditional love that will come from other sources. So, it's kind of like you got to do point number one before you can go to point number two. Focus with that and go embrace that they're there for you. It's a gift. So it's like, okay, let's do this, kitty cats. Let's get this worked out. And they're going to help you know that there's a lot more there for you, Jill. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Enjoy the beautiful weather and have a great day.
Okay, I will.
Much love to you. Bye-bye. All right. Wow. That was a good one. That, you know, that would probably apply to a lot of people. Another one that was coming in that what came in by email was the bumblebee and or the honeybee. Yeah, bumblebee, honeybee. But let's talk about the bee because that's an insect. That's not an animal. And that one's very different. The bees, what are they like? What do the bees? They are about being on the top priority of your situation. Okay. It's about compassion, forgiveness. When we come back, I think we're about to take a break. Yes, we are. We are going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the bee because that's an insect. So I'm swapping around a little bit. And if you want to call in, if you have a question, if you've been seeing an animal, you want to understand how to communicate and understand yours, call in 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dr. Jen with the Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Say you will, say you won't. Make up your mind tonight. Say you do, say you don't wanna be mine. Say you will, say you won't.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
And we are back. These song choices are great. Thanks, Brian.
Oh, thank you, JR.
Still rocking it out, I guess. So it's great. I'm Dr. Jen. Sorry, I was just enjoying the music on the break. Dr. Jen, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, today the topic is about how the spirit animals communicate. Because we have spirit guides, and sometimes they come in as animals. And, you know, if you some of those tips we were talking about, if you seem to be drawn to an animal, you love that particular animal, you just always had a fascination. The other side of that is, do you have a big fear of an animal? Mine was snakes. When I was growing up, oh my goodness, I had that. So when I finally learned and realized, okay, what can this, you know, it's not like I want to hang out with them or anything now, but I do, I totally respect them and understand them. So one of the first ways I approached this when I was learning to understand this, and the universe had me living in an area that, you know, basically they were all over the place at one point. And I was in a very remote area that it was just loaded with snakes. And it was incredible what I learned. The snake, the energy of the snake is about knowledge. If you think about that, going back to that tree of knowledge and good and evil back in that time. But it's not a bad thing. None of them have a bad thing that they can help you with. It's all part of nature. It's all part of this universe. And they have something they can teach you too. So learning about the physical animal can really help you understand what your power animal or your spirit guide animal is trying to tell you as well. For me, it was about the knowledge of things that I didn't understand that, you know, once you understand it, like for me, once I understood the behavior of a physical snake, I didn't have a fear of the snake anymore. I respect him in his environment. I know how to approach in those areas now. There is nothing to fear. I have no concerns now. But that was about, it's about embracing that knowledge. Now, before we went to break, so that's another one. Do you have a major fear of anything? Another one, you know, now, when we were talking about cats earlier, and I do want to address this. A lot of people say, oh, I'm allergic, can't have that. You don't have to have the animal as a pet. You don't have to live with them to learn from a spirit power animal. We're talking about in energy, in spirit form. If you have an allergy or something severe that is just not, it's a physical reaction, then look into that animal as well. There's a lot of people say, I'm allergic to cats. Well, go find out what the cat can help you with. I guarantee you. I really have never seen where this doesn't happen. There's something about that animal that can help you learn something in your soul growth. So go check it out. Doesn't mean anything that you have to change. It just means go learn about it. Go learn about what it's trying to tell you and communicate to you. Allergies and sinus and all that kind of stuff is a seventh chakra issue. If you want to call it an issue, that's about spiritual confusion. That's what it is. So go see what that is about. You know, go check that out. Go check it out. Now, honeybee or bumblebee, or let's just say bee in general. Let's talk about that bee. That's interesting because, you know, if you're having a problem, I mean, let me tell you what. And this is very interesting. I have seen this happen, and it fell right in sync. There was a home when, you know, back when I was growing up that all of these bees, they came into the home, into the attic, honey starts dripping right through the roof. I mean, they completely set up house and were making gallons of honey in this house and it's dripping through. And one of the biggest issues of who lived in the house was forgiveness and letting things go. And that is exactly what honeybees are about. And, you know, I didn't connect it at the time, but later on when I started looking at this, honeybees are about compassion and forgiveness and being, you know, you cannot reap the sweetness or the happiness of life if you're holding on to things like that. So believe it or not, if you got an infestation of bees, I would seriously look into what they can teach you. Now, that was an extreme example. It's not like they're going to come do that in your house. But this was a big one because I saw where this had been an issue for life. Never let go of anything, ever. It was not going to go there. Nope, never was going to be okay about anything. So it made sense that this was happening to me energetically for this person. Now, I've never had that kind of situation. Maybe you get stung. Are you someone that gets stung all the time? Do you have an allergy to bees? See, there's another one. Maybe you need to look at the compassion and the forgiveness situations and what you're doing. And, you know, it's about having a compassion for what maybe somebody else might be going through, not getting all attached to it, but you want to be detached, but having a healthy compassion that, well, they're going through something, but, you know, it's not mine to take on energetically, but you can have that compassion. Empathic people struggle with that. They will be compassionate, take it on like theirs, and now they're all caught up in this situation that has nothing to do with their journey. Not all empathics do that. I am empathic, so I had to really learn that. I get that. Now, I had bees sting me when I was little. Never developed the allergy, but I had to understand that I cannot fix it for them. I had to let go and forgive a lot of things in my life. I mean, I wouldn't say is an understatement that I went through school of hard knocks. I did in my own way, and everybody does. You know, watch out for the bee would be watching out for the judgment and the resentment. You know, when it comes to compassion and you're looking at the bee being something, look at are you only looking at this situation with one perspective, how you think they should do it? Or and what about yourself? Are you forgiving yourself? So the bee is a big one. That's a big one if that's something coming in for people. You may have something that is going to repeat on that. They can teach you a lot. So, yeah, when I saw that this they had set up house, and I mean, honey dripping through the ceiling. My goodness. Okay. Time to pay attention to your power animal guide. I would think on that one, that one's pretty powerful. Another one that, that happened to me once, out of the blue, I saw a fox. I mean, that fox does not let you just see them. They don't let you just see them when they feel like it. But you know, I've had that come in. I've had the cardinal come in when I needed to listen to something. If you have a lot of cardinal, I mean, I live in Virginia, so yes, there's cardinals around. But when they are on your balcony looking at you through your glass door, you open the door and they stay right there looking at you singing and they're not leaving. I think I need to pay attention to the cardinal. The cardinal's trying to tell me something. And Howard and I, it's funny because sometimes they're coming in for him and we'll look at each other like, okay, who saw it? Who was that for? And we said, you know what, if you saw it, it was for you. So we learned to distinguish who's seeing what, because I have seen amazing communication this way. It's a beautiful language to learn because you can come in. Pay attention to what you're seeing in your environment. This also is a natural way to help you connect with all of life. It's one of the easier ways for me, and I share it with you, and I share it with a lot of passion because I get so excited every time I connect with it. You may have a dream about a particular animal. They'll come to you that way as well. They'll come to you in dreams, or you may see this animal very often, or you just seem to always have a connection to one particular one or the other, or a fear like we were talking about, or all of a sudden you're having this unexpected surprise like I did, like I saw a fox or I see the cardinals that won't – I mean, birds usually fly away. They, you know, when you come out, they're going to take off, not these. And then they were even, there's a, I believe it's a, a juniper that's a big bush that's coming up right by my balcony. And all these cardinals are setting up house right there. They moved in. Now, my husband, one time, he had an interesting experience with a squirrel. And he's going to look at me and laugh when I say this one. But the squirrel in another place that we lived, let me tell you what, that one probably was the most entertaining I think we've ever had. We had a balcony in that place. We were up pretty high. And this squirrel moved into our balcony, and it was his balcony. And squirrels are squirrels. But that the energy of the squirrel had information, and it was very much for him, you know. I mean, he very much wanted to give that to Howard. And this squirrel had would lay out and sunbathe right there in front of the glass in front of us, wasn't going to leave. Howard took pictures of this squirrel. And what was funny was it was almost like the squirrel was messing with him back and forth, because it looked like, and this, I'm trying to keep this polite, but in the picture that he took of the squirrel sunbathing on our balcony, it looks like he's flipping him off. I mean, we couldn't believe it, but it was humorous, but it wasn't, you know, he was also destroying all the plants we had out there, but we had to pay attention to what that squirrel information had for him. And that one was for him. So this is how this works. And it's pretty incredible. It looks like we're taking another break. Yes, we are. Okay. My goodness, this is moving fast. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back with Spirit Animal Guides after the break.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Discover Jesus and Mary Magdalene's true relationship as twin flames and archetypes of the balance of masculine and feminine. Discover the real mystery of the Holy Grail. Jesus and Magda will reveal truths of their divine union and their ongoing mission through David Christopher Lewis during a two-day interactive webinar at Meru University Online. Jesus and Magda are sponsoring this course and invite your questions and participation. Class begins on April 6th from 9:30 a.m. to noon Mountain Time and continues on Sunday, April 13th. Learn about Magda's true status as an apostle and Jesus' revelations on women's spiritual rights. Learn what is the divine relationship between men and women as we enter Aquarius. Register now at meruuniversity.org. New student and senior discounts apply. The course starts Sunday, April 6th online at meruuniversity.org.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
And we are back after the break. I'm Dr. Jen with the Jen Royster Show, and we've been discussing and working with animal spirit guides. And we do have another caller we can take on before we are done with this show. Let's see. Shadonna from Virginia Beach. Hello, Shadonna. Are you on the air?
Hey, Dr. Jen. How are you?
Ah, you made it.
I made it. Yay. I just wanted to say thanks for talking about the bumblebees.
Well, I don't know if you were expecting to hear that about the leaking honey, were you?
No, that's crazy.
Yeah, the bubble. Okay. Yes, and Shadonna's the one that wrote in and was like asking about that. So, you know, you guys, if you're not sure if you can make the show and you want to call, you want to contribute or bring something up for this show, please do it. And I want to thank you for doing that, because that's what we want to do, is put it out there for you. But the bumblebees are you seeing a lot of those? Is that you or someone else?
It's me. It's so funny. We were out in the yard, and every time I go out to my car, it's like this one bumblebee is always right there. Every time I go to my car, it's like it never goes away. So I was outside doing yard work, and it kept flying by. But then I came in later, and I opened up my bedroom window to close it, the curtains to close the window, and there was a bumblebee just right there hovering. It was just like, hey.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was making sense with a lot of the other stuff that you wrote me.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yes, it does. And, that detached compassion, but let them learn.
Yes.
That's where you are with that, girlfriend.
I get it. Thank you so much. I just wanted to tell you thank you for that. And I missed the beginning, but have you talked about hummingbirds at all?
No, I have not. I did not. Are you seeing the hummingbirds as well?
I used to have a hummingbird that would do the same thing. If I would open my front door, I had a screen, and it would just sit at the screen and just hover and just stay and visit for a little bit and go away. And I named them.
Oh, my goodness. And I loved it. We're kind of tight on the time today for me to go into a whole nother one.
I know.
But what you want to do with that is study. If you want to look back at that, if that moved on and passed on, then that's okay. That's not quite where you are right now. You want to be with what's current right now. So it would be the bumblebee.
The hummingbird
is the money. I mean, that brings joy to your heart like the bluebird does. But they are they're hard workers, you know, they're hard workers. They're very focused, you know, I mean, the hummingbird is very focused. But you know, like a bluebird brings you joy. It is supposed to be that joy coming into your life. The hummingbird is a very interesting one because, I don't know if I have time. Let me leave you with the hummingbird is saying move. You can go look those up. I mean, get you a guide. There's so many out there because there's hundreds of them, because learning what they're about, what they focus on, for example, I know some of them, obviously that's like trying to know the dictionary. Okay.
I don't see
them that often, then I'm not going to have that by memory. But for example, a spider, like there's people that do not like spiders, and they seem to always see the spider. The spider is about how you're weaving your life together. Mm. You know, things like that. You're looking for that metaphor. You're looking for that metaphor to it, so to speak. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. I get it.
It's beautiful. And I mean, I had that with the cardinal. I was like, are you really going to just sit there and just stay there while I'm out here on the porch? And when a bird is just looking at you,
yeah.
I mean, They're looking at you like, and I mean, it just blows me away. I've had the hummingbirds come through as well. But, you know, I feel like the spirit animals bring such an enjoyable, positive environment to connect with spirit. Because, you know, it's just a beautiful way to connect. And it's an easy way to connect because they give us a physicality to what we're trying to connect to with spirit. Because we can, you know, it's in physical form.
Yeah.
So, like, dolphins are one that bring happiness.
Yeah.
A dolphin was one of mine for a very long time because I needed the happiness in my life. I wasn't happy, you know, I had tough things I was going through, and that dolphin was there for me. Absolutely there. So, you know, those are the things you look for. Obviously, Bumblebee is communicating with you right now.
And it made so
much sense.
It absolutely does. And I tuned in just when you start talking about it, so I know that was meant for me to hear. So I get it. And I'm just going to have to do it.
Yeah, there you go. Now, you go get the podcast, because the other part you were asking me is in the first part.
Okay, cool. Okay.
thank you for calling in and letting us know. You know, this is a great way to do this. I want everybody to know, please do go over to the website. Go over to the website, sign up for the newsletter. I always give free gifts out for signing up, and then you'll have the topics coming into your mailbox, your email box, about what we're going to be doing on upcoming shows, so you can plan for it. And also, you can write me and let me know what your thoughts are, if you've listened to a podcast, if you have a question about something that we've talked about on the show, if there's a topic you would like to hear about on the show when it comes to energy, spirit, and metaphysical topics, let me know what they are. Because that's what we're doing. We want to help you understand how to connect. The spirit animals are one of the most simplest ways to start learning how to connect and hear your spirit guides. And to wrap this up about what we've been talking about, and thank you, Shadonna. I'm going to let you go. Thank you for calling in. We have numerous ones. Remember, it's insects all the way down to the ant. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You know, the ant, for example, is about, you know, what are they? If you watch how a colony of ants works, they are workers. They work together. You know what? Believe it or not, the ant, you know, we see a lot of times as a pest. We don't really want them in our house or anything, or in our sugar bowl. But they are about a community coexisting and working together, not against each other. They work together. So you want to look at what you, if you like, what's going on? Are you working with, you know, are you working together? You know, are you living in harmonious environment? Do you work with one another, like cohabitating, so to speak, whether it's within your own family, maybe it's your community, your neighborhood, at work, you know, that's what they do. They work together. Everybody works together. So that's one of the ones. I tried to bring up some of the main ones today that most people may have something going on with. There's very unique ones out there. It goes all the way into the birds, the insects, the sea, the ocean, anything with those, like whales or dolphins, it may even be a frog. I mean, you name it. Reptiles, it goes into the animal kingdom. You know, look at it and pay attention, because it's absolutely a wonderful way to connect to spirit. I've enjoyed sharing this with you today because it's one of my favorites. We are out of time, so I want to say goodbye and much love to all of you out there, and I will be back home next week. Thank you for listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, sending you all much love and happiness. Namaste.
You've been- been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borse, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question. Always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Desilly is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing. Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.